This channel two over. This channel two over. This channel two over. This channel two over. And a continuation of the visit with Herbert with Jerry this Thursday at supper, the 19th of February, 76. Channel two over. And a continuation of the visit with Herbert with Jerry this Thursday, the 19th of February, 76. Channel two over. Channel two over. And a continuation of the visit with Herbert with Jerry this Thursday, the 19th of January, February, 76.
John, talk to me. Talk to me. I said, I ain't gonna back up a damn bit. And you know what, he talked for her and he talked for me. She read them charges. She said, he ain't done me that way. And says, honey, said, you know you don't do me that way. I said, the hell I don't, because by God's on that paper ain't. Well, who wrote it up? I said, I had it done. Well, we argued there a little bit about it. Harris Herbert said, I'm going to just give you a check for your money back. You may go on and live like you ought to.
Uh-huh.
I said, if you don't want to take the case now, you can go to hell, because somebody will damn sure take it. I'm going to get a divorce. Me said, well, I won't sign it. I said, by God, you can't hit yourself. Now, I said, you can sign it if you're suing me, or I'll turn it around and put it the other way. And I said, by God, I'll sue you for one.
Uh-huh.
I said, don't get divorced. I said, don't try and get in service. And by God, I'm going to go with him. I said, all of the Joey's boys have been in service. Every damn one is old enough. Daddy ain't had a one in there. I'm going with him.
Uh-huh.
Consequently, May finally agreed to sign the damn paper. We got... And old Harry told us, said, well, says the judge is out of town, so you get you the final degree today. Says I'll flip him $10 and he'll sign it. And so I don't give a damn how you get it, the quicker the better. So got my divorce. Within 3 days, the judge was back in town. He went to him, got him okay to give us a final degree. Called me and told her to come over and pick up a fine degree. And while we was here in old Harry Shaw's office, by again, I looked around and said, well, honey, y'all, you gonna go have lunch with your ex-husband? Well, it don't make no difference to me. Harry said, damn, I wish I hadn't got that divorce. I wish I hadn't got it. I said, hell, it's real. We're going out and have dinner. But how about you and the secretary going with us? He said, by God, I believe we will. And asked the secretary, she said, no, says I have a date with somebody else. I said, damn, if I don't go have dinner, we'll get lunch for y'all. And damn, if he didn't go down there, and when I went to pay the bill, he wouldn't let me pay a damn that piece. Lunch is on me. So I ain't never seen nothing like this, and I ain't never had nothing bad. I said, well, in less than 30 days, I'd be in service. I went over and told him, I said, well, I ain't got no wife. Close the damn farm. As far as I'm concerned, I said, cut loose and Frank's free. I'll sign up for a million deductions. Well, then let me sign up for it and said he's going to have a bunch of them drafted. I don't know, I think it's about a week from then. Said you'll get your greetings right along with him. So I did, and I went on and I put my little hitch in there. Got out, come back, me and the old lady, I called the old lady up. Had a date with her the night I got out of the farm. Well, you know, I got my discharge. 2 days later, we went to Lake City and got married again.
How about that?
Oh, hell, I had a lot of fun. But I'm going to tell you, when I want something, maybe I want it. I want it. I'd do anything to get it. Just like I told her, I said, I'll sue you, either you write, sign the papers to sue me. It don't make a damn bit of difference. I said, look a whole lot better if you suing me, but I don't hurt your name. But I said, if you can't hurt mine, it doesn't hurt to start with. It hurt to start with. So, well, you ain't done me that way. He said, I'll sign it. Finally, she signed it. And hey, took us out to dinner. I got to ask him to go with her. Have lunch with him, damn if he didn't pay for it himself. Well, I'd be damn if I seen nothing like this. I wasn't no 30 days getting in service neither, but you know, I'm going to tell you the truth. I've crawled out there on that infiltration course in March and drilled, and they're shooting this heavy artillery over us. I've crawled out there and take my train in. And I wish to God that one of them darn that heavy artillery would fire a short round and fall and kill the whole damn company. Now that's how hard it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was rough. I enjoyed putting you in the mean of it.
Evan, when you were back in there, at what place did you call that?
The old Sanders place. That was my my mother's brother, half brother. I'm saying now was half brother.
Yeah.
Built that little old house while Mom and them were still living in Trenton.
Oh.
And Uncle Mac, somehow or other, he bought this place up there where the Marquee Ranch is now. You know, down in front of there, where all the trees is. And he bought that and sold Grandpa that little 40 acre there at his place, you know, where I was back in. 40 acres of it. Grandpa Sanders wanted to move from Trenton, so Uncle Mac sold Grandpa, his daddy, sold his daddy that 40 acres. And Grandpa sold his place out of Trenton and bought that 40 acres. And that's all he ever owned there. That's all he wanted, just a damn place for him and Mama. That's where Mom was living when her and Daddy got married.
Lord.
And Daddy was living over there where I lived when I got, right after I got married. You know, where we were taking pictures of the house.
What's that?
Daddy was living over there.
Oh, he was?
Right there where we were taking the pictures the other day. Mama was living up there at where I was batching. You know, I got it. Just worked out fine. They got married. Daddy built that little old house down there where I took. But well, it's the same old house where I'm telling you it was part of it. I tore down now. They done it, but it's over where Lola was living. That's where the house was originally built.
Yeah.
And Lola and them's using the same damn well that Daddy dug before him and Mama got married.
Yeah,
that's the original well on that place. He got one short joint of pipe in there that somebody run over it with a darn tractor, just the old pump setting up there. They run over the tractor and bent the top pipe. They dug down around it, cut it off, put a couple in, thread it, put a couple in on it. Get the same damn case in the bottom of that well is a last of a bandle now.
Well, when you were back in, what'd you eat? Did you eat three meals?
Nope, eat two meals a day. That's all I ever eat.
Breakfast?
Dinner and supper.
No breakfast.
I drink coffee. I drink coffee in the morning.
Percolated?
Yeah, I boil the damn stuff.
Didn't have
instant coffee then. For hell, I had it, I drank instant coffee.
That boiled coffee, had ingredients.
Boiled out of pure damn water and old Crown coffee.
Yeah.
I got an old coffee mill at the house, as old as hell I am.
Yeah.
I got a handsaw there, I don't know where I've told you about it. No, I got one of the handsaws that helped build the first house that ever built in Launchaway.
Yeah.
Sure have. Had it my hands big, put it back in the shack.
What did you eat?
Oh, just common feed.
What
I didn't
did
eat
at dinner?
Oh, I generally had me some grits and eggs, bacon.
Well, that's breakfast.
Biscuit or cornbread, that's dinner.
That's breakfast.
Ooh, that's my dinner.
Grits and eggs is breakfast.
I know, but that's the way I eat.
Uh-huh.
If I take an ocean guy, if I was at the house right now and I took an ocean, I wanted grits and eggs, that's what I'd eat.
Yeah.
And if I want a steak, that's what I'd eat. If I just want sausage and grits, that's what it is.
Well,
if I want a biscuit, hell, I'd go in there and make me a pan of biscuits, stick them in there,
what'd you do?
Cook them and eat them. Sweet potatoes.
How'd you cook your grits? Just
on the stove. Cook them out on there just like you would now. In a pot. Put them in the pot, put the water and salt in there, cook them damn things.
Did you let them set?
No, I just cook them damn things when I set my plate down there. Making a couple of bowls, you know what I mean? Something kind of like a soup bowl. Well, the plates used to be, you know what I mean? Had more side on them than they got now. Break two or three eggs and throw one in. Take that hot grits right off the stove board and pour it in there. Throw black pepper on it. Stir them up and eat it.
Oh. The
hot grits
were cooked the darn eggs.
That's right.
God, old guy, you gonna bust it?
There, my foot.
No, that's that jar that you let hit the floor.
That
sounds about like me.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's the
that's what
back.
I've been waiting for. That's a recipe that'll take you a long ways, Irvin. You just stir up, put them grits over there in the bowl of that plate.
You put your eggs in. I put the eggs in there first. Maybe salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take that grits pop right off that stove and pour that grits right on there and start stirring. That's all you need.
Well, what else do you
then
need?
If you take an ocean, you want some good cheese on it. You want to change the flavor up a little bit. Have your big piece of cheese there and just shave that cheese off. I didn't have no grater taking a damn pocket knife. Cut that cheese off with a good sharp butcher knife.
Uh-huh.
Stir that in there with it before it gets cold. Sit there and eat that belly full. Enjoy every bite of it.
Yes.
I'd have cornbread or either biscuit or whatever I wanted. Maybe some syrup, sweet potato, sausage. You name it, hell, I had it. I've always had a cream of these. Might not have been the best in the world.
I don't know how you...
Buddy, I really enjoy it. Every bit of it.
And you see, that'll set right on your stomach. You see, you won't go around and feel bloated with that. You have got... You can live with that. Go ahead and work.
A full meal there. You take them grits and eggs, some bacon or sausage, sweet potato.
And butter.
Yeah, maybe old cow butter. But along then, I didn't milk a cow guy. I bought my damn butter.
On the side. But I don't know where you'd get a better recipe than that.
Well, it's good eating. I still like it. Now, the other night I was sitting there, I had the wrong kind of darn cheese to do it with. I sat around the house there. I said, Wes, I said, how about some macaroni and cheese? Wouldn't you like to have some? And he said, yeah. I got my damn elbow macaroni out, and I threw it in that damn pot. Got it done. I chipped me up a bunch of darn, I put a bunch of butter in it. Then chipped a little Cracker Barrel cheese or some kind. It was stringy as hell. When it get cold, it was gummy.
Uh-huh.
Old Cracker Barrel, you know, that's where they...
Yeah.
Old hook cheese. Old Cracker Barrel cheese. My God, not the damn stuff. I swear I messed up my darn pot, the plate I eat out of. I had to take a damn scratch pad almost to get that damn cheese out of that damn thing. But it eat damn good. It eat exceptionally good.
Yeah. Now that was a hot meal. It's supper, did you?
Yeah.
Did you eat hot food then?
Well, I did, you know, sometimes. Just like them grits. I'd let them cool off. That's what I'm talking about. I said I'd let them cool off a good bit. I like them pretty cool. I don't like them too hot. And if I had biscuit, slice a little biscuit open and throw the butter in there, let it just float. Set it down, get three or four of them. Get them all, set them, let them get cold, but you can get a bottle of syrup and pour all over it. Stir it. Chop off a big bite and just sit there and eat a belly full.
I don't know how you do any better.
Well, this is what I want to eat, and whatever I want, that's what I cook. But nobody say, us have so and so, us have steak, or us have ham, or us have some shoulder.
But you generally have some meat to go on.
Oh, yeah. And at that time, I cooked on an old kerosene stove, an old. Old darn stove, it old used one. I don't know when the hell I can't even remember where I got the darn old thing. It's second handed wherever I got it. And cooked on that. Bought my coffee green, parched it, in a little old oven.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, put in that coffee milk and grind it.
And you had coffee once a day?
Two or three times a day.
But you just heat it up.
Yeah.
It would stay in that darn pot.
And I'd just turn the darn fire on and get it hot, pull me out a cup full.
Yeah.
drank that and gone about
bed. You didn't know at the time that cold coffee tastes better than hot coffee.
Well, I like iced coffee and I like hot coffee. You know what I mean. I don't want it too hot, but I damn sure don't want it so hot you can't drink it. And like, you know, old man Tom Clark, God damn, ice friend. Never seen nothing like it. That I don't want to see it again, but I know that was burning that old man's gizzard just all the way down. Mom, you see our little fire down there?
Yes.
Yeah, be over there fixing to make drink, slurp some coffee.
Isn't that cute?
God almighty.
Yeah, you just spoil of it. That's your trouble. You just used to good things.
I guess by God I enjoyed every minute of it.
Yeah.
Isn't that marvelous? You did.
Yeah. Sure did.
Well, let me tell you, it's going to be a little delay now in getting some of this stuff in print.
Ain't no hurry. God didn't make the world all in one day.
Well, I know, but I want you to be here to see it.
Well, now, by God, I'll be gone in a week or two, maybe
I'm
three.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about this, all this shenanigans you get into. Wrestling over there with that big old black and white cow, Osteen.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, I think I got a belly full of that. God, my damn back and shoulder, it still hurts all along down there that side.
You was down and out there for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, three or four of them, I reckon. Damn, big rod. That damn thing might kill me.
I thought I'd be
If that'd been my old cow, I'd just believe I'd kill that damn cow. I really believe I'd have killed her.
Now, I know one thing. You had a rope around.
I had a rope around the horn, and she's backing out of that damn stall.
Yeah.
And as her head come out of the damn stall, she slapped her head that way and pulled me right into the damn post. And Milton fell right against her. Bam, bam. Just like that. And I stood there a little bit. Right, I eased around and got that damn rope hitched. And Lola was frailing hell out of her. And then I think she went out there and cried because she hit her damn cow. Damn my cow. Well, I went out there and worked her over the head a little bit with a stick when I got to where I could breathe. I just had to put me a stick on her.
Do you want some coffee?
No, God, better than about been out drinking more.
Let me tell you. Is this a storm?
Yeah.
Now, where's the post you had her tied around?
I had her trying to tie around the post here. The gate come out here, see? Up it with a piece of plywood, but I was trying to get the darn wrap on the post there, see?
Yeah.
And you couldn't just throw it over and loop it. You had to stick it through a crack and catch it and put it there.
Oh,
over.
I see.
And when she backed out, she swung her head that way.
That post on the stall.
Yeah.
And you couldn't get the...
I couldn't get the dang rope around behind the post that way and pull it over here. See, if it did, I could hold her.
Yeah.
Give me a little bit of leverage on her.
Yeah.
And she come out of there and she just reared up a turn like that. And God darn, that big son of a gun had some power.
Well, yeah,
that piece of plywood, that thick plywood, was up like that. See, the post behind it here.
Yeah.
That rope slide. Now, I'd hold it, me and Milton hold it enough that... That rope slid through that good plywood and cut a hole just like you cut with a saw that way. That rope slid through it, cut it.
Yeah. Now, I can't quite picture how she got you.
Well, see, guys, she was in the stall when I roped her.
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to get her loop around that doggone post that was behind his plywood.
Yeah.
And the gate was over here, see, and she was coming out here. Well, when she got her head back this far, she just turned to run that away and jerked me on the end of the post.
With a rope?
Yeah. I had a hold of the rope, see, in one hand. And Milton had a hold of it.
Well,
I was
she
trying
didn't
to,
hit you, it's a rope hit you.
No, the damn post hit me. She pulled me, see, when she made her lunge that away, that nasty jerked that rope.
I see.
Between
and
me
you.
And her and made me hit the darn post.
Yeah, and
then Milton hit me. But I got enough of that rope stuck behind there.
You was holding onto the rope.
Yeah.
And that just pulled you.
Just jerked me in the post. Well, I got enough rope around that damn post.
So she
when
didn't
I
hit
fell down on it. No, Callie didn't hit me at all.
You hit the post.
I hit the post. But she pulled that rope, because how come you to hit the post?
Yeah.
She
oh,
pulled
I see.
It damn bad. And while she was sliding back just a little at a time and cutting that piece of plywood with that rope like a saw, I was trying to hold her one hand and get that rope stuck around between the plywood, see, and put it around here. Well, I had it near about done. And God darn, when she slung that darn head and jumped right like that, it just jerked me right on into the damn post.
Oh, yeah.
And Milton hit me, and my weight and Will Milton's weight and that cow's head jerking. And me holding that damn rope, I didn't intend to turn her loose. Hell, I'd let her drug me clean all over that damn place before I turned her loose. She's drug me all over that big lot out there.
Yeah.
I'd help too.
But
now if she'd have been in the open, you know what I mean, would have had a snubbing post or something out there. When I threw that rope on her and got it on the horn, I'd have run to a post and done that, see. Pulled back on that rope one hand, held her easy by myself.
Uh-huh.
And every time she run towards that post, just slide that rope on up and pull up the slack.
Yeah.
That's where I do horses.
Yeah.
When I want to handle a horse, you want to handle them. Give me a lot where it's a dang good post out and a lot and open. That way, you ain't going to let a cow, but see, I couldn't see the cow enough.
Yeah.
But the plywood is off like about that fur, see, from the darn post and the gate, you know, going towards the gateway. Well, I couldn't see it, that cow. I could see she was pulling back, but when she got her head behind that darn piece of plywood for me, I couldn't see her rear up and jump that way. Then I just turned the rope loose or slack it and caught it on the outside, see? But no, I couldn't see the damn cow all of a sudden, and that's what happened. Just hit the post. Bam.
What was we talking about? Was that a crosscut saw we were talking about that the would warp?
Crosscut saw, hand saw, you want?
Warp in the moonlight.
Now that
it'll warp worse in the moonlight, real sunlight.
But I didn't even know whether to do it in the moon.
Spoil me too.
In the sunlight.
It damn sure will.
You mean you just lay it out in the sunlight?
You lay it out like that piece of paper there, and I got it'll warp it some.
A crosscut saw.
That's right.
I made out of steel.
That's right.
And you can't get the warp out of it.
Well, I ain't never been able to get the warp all of that. You'll see it buckle that way a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, and the damn blade.
Well, it won't pull right after that, will it?
No, you just open up your teeth a little wider and cut on with
it. Just cut
when you sharpen it, you're open. And set it, just open the set on it a little more. Cut right on.
And then you found out.
It won't saw as straight as it did to start with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It won't be a perfect line. Maybe it'll run that way, maybe run that way. Like that a little.
Well, there must be a lot of warp crosscut saws.
It is.
Because you know people don't know that.
Yeah, lots of them do, lots of them don't. You can take fish or pork or deer meat or any kind of meat and put it in the moonlight, good bright moonlight night, would spoil it a whole lot quicker than sunlight will. It don't look possible, it'll damn sure do it. It don't take moonlight, but it's just a few hours to spoil a fish. Just a matter of a few hours to spoil a fish.
Now, you was over there and your daddy told you to put the saw up?
Yeah. Had it down in the field. Me and daddy saw some darn post or wood or something.
Yeah.
It made me get up out of bed. Now, that's before I was grown.
Yeah.
That's before I was 21 years old. And the old man said, get up and get my saw out of that moonlight. I said, daddy, it's cool. It ain't gonna hurt. It'll warp it worse than the sun will. You get up and go get that saw and put it in the shade.
I've all seen.
I got up out of that bed and got that saw and put it in the shade.
Yeah. Out of the moonlight.
Yeah. That's the first I'd ever heard tell of.
Yeah.
That's where I got grown.
Well, now you made money. So you learned it.
Well, hell, if I didn't. It's just an accident that I picked up my damn axe and bought the house. Did you know you can take an axe and chop it down in the ground and leave it a few days, and you know it'll dull that axe to a certain point? It's better to lay it on its side any time. But you know, a lot of people get through with axe, they just bam, stick it to ground. That'll dull it. It's about as bad by God putting wood with it. Don't sound possible. That's just
no.
Exactly what happened.
Oh,
yes, it'll darn sure dull it.
Well,
just an accident this afternoon. I went out there and I had a fig tree out there. You seen it out there next to the grapevines, where it was three or four pieces of it. It come out the ground. It's been killed. It's a good sized root. Oh yeah, I reckon it's bigger than that. It's bigger than that around. It made figs last year. The runners up on it was about that big around. And I didn't want but one in that particular spot. I didn't want three or four sprangles of a fig tree coming up in one place. Jack had just moved down yonder, and I told him, I said, Jack, I said, I can split that tree, a little fig tree, in half and give you a piece of it, and that'll leave me a piece of it left there. Well, he said he sure wants some fig trees. I said, that's them little purple ones. They don't get about that big, but I said, they're good. He said, well, about like them I had down at Arch. He says, like I brought you from down Arch. I said, yeah. And just what I want. So Ms. Durant's down this morning, me and Wesley take me axe, and Ms. Durant and shovel, and went out there and dug around it. Pull the limbs apart like that, and Wesley take an axe and chopped in there and chop off a piece of that stump with a little bit of root on it. When he got to, young and like, he throwed the shovel, which he broke the handle out of a while back. His old handle wasn't about that long. He throwed the shovel over the fence and threw my new axe over the fence. Well, I put some shoves, some handles in some axes, for to be exact, I think it was five for Jack to see.
What is it?
Yeah, and a slid jack. I got another two axes to go, a hatchet for Jack. Then I got to get some hammer handles and put in for my hammers. But anyhow, Wesley told over there, and I was going out there to pick up the axes that I didn't get the handles in. Put them in the cook shack and lock them up. I seen that shovel and the axe laying there, and I accidentally picked it up and put it in the shed and locked it up. Now, I didn't want somebody to steal my good axe, and I didn't want to lay out there in the sun and moon light, and I didn't want to lay it on that ground and let the darn handle rot out of it. So I carried it to the house. And I put it in the hat and turned the key on. You notice that lock I got on that sugar frame shed?
Mm-hmm.
When you unlock it, you can't take the key out and you lock it back.
Oh, really?
That's right.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
You unlock it, you leave the keys hanging there, you lock it back. Or you don't get that key out.
Hmm.
The other day, Tommy's wife went over there, her Wesley one, unlocked it. Locked the lock back in one end of the chain, left my damn shed wide open. Brought the key back. Wesley had a key and Jill had borrowed mine, so I don't know which had done it. The next time I went out there and stood by again, them locked it back like they ought to. With a chain, it was about that big around, they just threw that lock around the chain. Hell, all you had to do was strip it on out. Just like cleaning the hog chitlin. And I was mad, I could have had a fit. So I told him, I said, well, I'll take the keys, by God, and I'll open and shut that door when you want to. I got a wash pot in there, and I've got several things I wouldn't, money couldn't buy.
Yeah.
And sometime during the time that was open, I had three sweeps. One of them I used on my walking glove, tractor sweeps. These high price ones. Guaranteed ones. You break them handy, take the pieces down, and give you a damn new one. It's the same thing, it's wore out thin as a piece of paper. If you break it, they'll give you a new one. Damn if somebody didn't come along and get two of them. Them things I bet you today would cost you a $10 bill apiece at least. But two of them just disappeared.
Uh-huh.
I don't know when the hell he went. Well, when Eldon was living back there, and Nancy lay there on the bed and watched him steal my damn plow, thinking that you'd been selling for antiques.
No horse had?
Eldon Bavatt, when he lived back there.
Yeah.
Nancy had laid right there on the bed and watched him through the window go out there and stop his car down the other side, down there by the back of barn.
Yeah.
Hide behind the back of barn from the house. He'd back up there and walk around him and that woman he's living with. Look around a little bit and said, can you go in there and give him a damn plow too?
And take him down there.
Go down there and put him in his car, go on down the field, turn around, come back out and head toward Newberry.
And sell
him? Yeah. Like he might have been selling one of his, some of his kin folks down there. He got some kin folks down there between our house and Newberry. It's a big farmer.
Well, you made a little improvement over that. Since Jack has been living down there.
Yeah, well, Jack's gonna look after my place while I'm gone. He got all my cows down to his house.
Yeah.
He's gonna feed the chickens, gather eggs. Now, Tommy's wife the other day, was over at the house waiting for her daddy to call her. She says, Daddy Wilson says, who's gonna run your business while you're gone? I said, by God, Jack and his wife, young. Well, me and Tommy live right across the road over there. So you got a son, daughter-in-law live right across the road. I said, I ain't seen a damn thing the hell one of them done for me yet. Not a damn thing. And I said, now when my mail comes, y'all leave my mail in the damn box. Get yours out. Leave mine in there, because me and Durst will pick up my checks and deposit them, because I won't be him. And I said, I'll sign her some damn checks that she can buy anything, by God, that we have to have. And I says, I'll leave it where she can tend to it all. Well, I could do that for you. I said, I'll be damned if you can. Hell no. Or I know that... If I'd fix it, ain't nobody can give my damn check except Jack Durant. Now, he can give my check. He can sign my check as good as I can.
But he won't.
He won't sign a damn one. He never has. Been on there for several years, as long as I'm living. He says, as long as you living, Mr. Wilson, I'll never sign your check.
Yeah.
I tell him, God damn, go down there. They know at the bank you're going to give my checks when you need to. I said, just stay within what in the hell what my income over there, because I said, these youngins done broke hell out of me. I said, I have enough to buy groceries and a little chicken feed. I need a little gas money when I go down yonder. And I'll need a few dollars I've got if I can figure where I can spare that damn much.
So
what are you going to do about the seed corn to fertilize? I said, well, a man's supposed to bring me $400. And I said, by God, I says, I can take that. And now he won't even cash that damn check. But I'll take it down and give it to Jack, sign it.
Uh-huh.
Take it down and give it to Jack, or he'll go uptown and cash it and give him the damn money. Well, now he'll spend the money and buy the seed corn to fertilize. But he won't take $400, I hope. I tell him put a little bit less in that, because I want a little bit extra change to buy some damn strawberries with.
That's right.
You're going to get in on the strawberries, are you or not?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm going for.
You did?
Yeah. See, I'm going to help my niece and her husband stem strawberries, and they run a concession stand for the church. Well, Francis is not able to do very much since she's had this operation. The doctor don't want her doing too much, don't want her to feed very much. But me and her can, me and Doug can, stem the strawberries, make the shortcake. She can take it in the car and carry it on over there at the church, see?
Mm-hmm.
Old Plant City, where they're having a festival.
Yeah.
It's a strawberry festival.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I'm going to tell you the truth. I'd like to have me at least two cases, jars, just like that, filled up.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give a damn if I had four. If I had the money, by God, I'd fill up four if it ain't so high. You know what I mean? If I can buy them already canned, cheaper than I can buy them and can them.
You reckon you can buy them canned?
Huh? Yeah, you can buy them already canned.
Can you?
Yeah. You can buy them in a grocery store.
Well, I mean down there.
Well, I don't know about it. I reckon you can buy some down there just like in any other grocery store.
I don't mean.
But I've got to kind of figure out what it costs me to can them.
Mm-hmm.
And to make my damn jam and jelly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sugar, sheer gel, and all that stuff. But I've already got a case of guavas down there, quartz.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, juice.
Uh-huh.
And a quart of plum, I mean a case of plum in quart jars. I've got two cases of damn pint jars down there to put jam and jelly in it. And Frances said, if I bring it down there, she'd help me make it.
Uh-huh.
Well, a little bit of help goes a hell of a long ways when you're making jelly.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of help goes a long ways, because while you're cooking one batch here, you'll be fixing another one over there.
Mm-hmm.
You just swap it from one to the other, see? Have two batches going at the same time. And that's the way, by golly, of doing things if you got help.
Let me tell you, before I forget it,
uh-huh.
We get back to the jelly, before I forget it.
Yeah.
You know, I asked you one time what Alma meant when she called Grandma. Grandma.
Clark.
Clark. A guinea wasp. And you said,
well it's mean as hell.
Just
beat hell out of them and have it all with.
No hellion.
That's
but,
right.
But you told me what the other day.
Well, now, it's two different ways there.
What
look
a guinea wasp was.
Oh.
She had the impression, you know, she wanted to give the impression. If you know what the flying guinea wasps, that's them little short wasps, how much meaner they are than a regular wasp, that's what she had reference to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That means it's an old hellion or mean as hell, and they ain't scared of nothing. You can stir up a wad of guinea wasps and go on out here to this damn barn. You set him up out here in the back of the house here. You go to that barn, that damn guinea wolf follow you, and he'll sting hell out of you, and you can't hit it.
He'll follow you?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. They near about like a darn hornet.
And they do they stay in the swarm, or they just go individual?
They go individual, three or four, maybe a dozen of them. It's according to how many there is. It's whichever way you go, and if you make a fast move, they damn sure follow you.
But they just follow you?
Yeah, they follow you and sting you wherever you go.
Now
that's what she had reference to.
That
the old lady was just like a guinea wolf.
Do they look mean?
Well, I don't know whether they look mean or not, but I can tell you one thing. If you ever get in them, you'll know damn well they are mean. I've been in them. They don't have a great big nest. You know, some of them old big wolves have a nest that big.
Oh, it gets bigger as it goes.
Yeah. But them little guinea wolves, you hardly ever find one over that big.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You hardly ever find one over that big. But, buddy, if you don't want to get stung, you get around them guinea wolves. They'll eat you up.
Well, good. Fortunately, there ain't so many
of them. It ain't so very many of them. But most of them is about the size of that, most of the nest is about the size of that lemon there. But that's what she had reference to. She was a regular guinea wolf.
I'm feeling the need of a little grits. If we had, if Herbert could just fix us a few grits before we start out. Put some of them fried eggs in them.
You don't fry them.
Oh, you just put them in
them in a roll.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Go to how many grits you going to eat?
Well, I've got
that's
some ham.
That's all you do.
I've got some ham and greens, but I believe that'd be the best.
Oh, we ain't got time to eat supper, Mama. I ought to be at the house. You know, I told you when I left there that I left the note that I'd be back.
I know it.
About
I was just
first
wondering,
dark at before.
Could we take you around to where that fella is?
I don't even know where it is. I know somewhat about where he lives.
Well?
But I actually don't know where the dang nigger lives. But if he goes here tonight, maybe he'll come back tomorrow. But I want that $400.
Yeah.
I ain't greedy.
Is there somebody up there?
Huh? No, ain't nobody there.
Nobody there?
No, Wesley's gone over yonder to...
Is, Is your daughter?
Nancy, I got a letter from her today.
Is she coming?
Nope. She run a damn horse barn up there now.
She's still in school?
Huh? Hell, I don't know. She didn't say.
Running a horse barn?
Yeah.
What does she know about horses?
Well, she knows a fair amount, or she's listened to her old daddy some and got picked up a little this, that, and the other. She's tending to a damn horse barn up there, hunting another gal. These polo horses. Yeah, all purebreds.
And making money.
Yeah, I reckon she is. She ain't asking none, because I ain't sending none. No damn ass. Ain't no need in asking none. I ain't got none to send her.
But she's up there because things going on up there, and down here it's dull.
She asked me here the other day, when she called, if I would help her open a damn barn here. I said, no, I'm not going to open a barn no more. I'm through. I said, if you want to come here and open a barn, you're welcome to go out there and use all the damn barn you want. If you need to build some more, go ahead and build it. I don't care. But I ain't going to be in it. I'm not going to stay home that much.
She don't want to do it at home.
Yeah, she wanted to come down here and, do it, and open a barn. Yeah, she wants to come here and open a barn.
Down there, I'm gonna do it just like they said.
That's right.
Exactly.
Just go ahead and cook your grits and break your egg and put in your little bowl. Pour your hot grits boiling right out of there, right on that damn egg.
Okay.
Put your little cut of butter on it, whatever you like. And I got it. To me, that's damn good eating.
I got some ham out there.
Well, let me tell you. Well, that'd be nice to have a little.
If you, don't fix nothing to me now, Mama, because I'm not hungry. I just eat before you come to the house. You know what I eat?
No.
Rutabagas. Collard greens.
Well, I got some collard greens.
And light bread with me with all them cracklings right there in the damn refrigerator. Meal sitting down there in the oven, oven sitting right over this side of it. No cornbread. No biscuits. Flour can sitting right over there. Crisco up in the cabinets, lard over there on the table.
Everything you need.
Went out the other day, when I was, day before yesterday, I think it was, pulled me up 2 radishes in there. Told Jack, I said, Jack, them radishes ready to eat out there. I said, well, what'd you eat them? I said, oh, hell, I don't think about it. Going for y'all, I want. Got some mustard greens. You wouldn't know them mustard greens. You know them little ones
that
were scattered around inside them strawberry hills. You wouldn't know them things now. They got leaves on lots of them that big on them. About next week, you can go in there and they'll be big as that. Well, I fertilized them the other day and turned water on them. They dried the powder out. They looked like hell. And I taken the sprinkling, set out there and then just turned it on. Went on about the business. Damn thing I reckon is running now.
Herbert, you think we better get on back up there?
Well, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna be honest with you. I actually should, guy.
Well, we can go up
there. I could burn up that damn bump, you know.
Okay. We can go up there anytime. See?
Mama?
Well, I just.
You, all you got to
he
do.
He ain't interested. That's the only trouble with
it. Let me cut you some ham.
No,
and you can take
no. Mama, I've got all in the world I can eat. I've done eat a, as the old nigga says, a belly full. This afternoon. You can't open it, guy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't think it. I think
you'll
eat it.
No, I don't care if a thing to eat now. I'll sit here and watch y'all eat. But, I'm going to be honest with you, don't you lose them pictures. I damn, when I get some money, I want a whole bunch of them. And I'll get them all signed up here directly and give you your money, and you can make them all their damn pictures. And
I think those pictures are wonderful.
This is the batch I like.
I like those.
Did you get a good under the cultivator?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
There's a whole lot behind the other one.
I'm trying to get that picture, but it's a good one.
It is.
Oh,
well, the one, you got that one out in the sun, didn't you?
Yeah.
It's wonderful. I like this batch as well as any.
Nancy called me, when she called me the other day, she told me, she said, Daddy, said, I want to see them pictures. She said, I want some of them.
How about that, baby?
I'll be damned. That is a good one, guy.
They even look good of you.
Jerry. Yeah, I look like a damn old nigger. Old wood-cutting nigger. Coffee drink for hell. Happy
like
girl. Yeah.
I'll get just another swig of coffee before you go.
I'll take a little bit of coffee, guy, but I swear I ain't hungry a bit in the world, because I'm telling you the truth. I got a pot of doggone rutabagas cooked in, had a pot of greens. I went in, I eat all the greens I thought I could hold.
Yeah.
And poured out some to the dog. Well, the rest, I said, you know, I got that bunch of rutabagas there. And I said, I goddamn them. Eat some of them. Well, I couldn't hold them right then. Guy? I'm going to tell you what God's pleased we ain't supposed to eat raw hog meat. I guess you know that, didn't you?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Just been cooked.
Beef is all right. Or has that been cooked?
Yeah.
I thought you was eating raw ones. Mama, don't you cut off the morning you're going to eat. Y'all going to eat now because I'm not hungry. And I just thought about that damn pump running. It run all day pretty much. I forgot to cut the damn thing off. Hell. If I had to buy me a new damn pump, that's going to be rough for me. Well, if I do, I'll just go and buy me a motor. And all I got to do is take the motor off and set it down there. Wire it back up and tell her let's go.
Harry, you're going to have more to say to your posterity than anybody I know.
Why?
Ready for the water?
Mama, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'd rather drink me a cup of coffee and just ease
and
on the house. Yeah.
Well, now,
if you want to, you go ahead and fix your grits, and all you got to do is put your egg in your plate or your bowl,
yeah.
You know, where your
yeah.
egg will be down to the bottom.
Yeah.
Pour your grits on top of it and stir it up. Now, that's the way I eat. And naturally, I put black pepper on every damn thing I eat. I want hot stuff. Guys, is that pretty good?
That's
burnt. Mama,
like
you didn't try none of this, did you? How about you, Jay? Did you ever try anything? Oh, yeah, that's right. You was up there with God. I think we got up there and had a hell of a day at the time.
What is this,
That's pear, really.
Same stuff
you had the other day. I don't know whether that's got as much pepper in it or got less pepper or more pepper. I couldn't tell you. So I just went out there and I thought about Mama coming.
Aww.
And some of you and pick me up, come down, you know, have a little bull session, see them pictures. And I said, I got to care of Mama some of this damn stuff. I would have brought Jerry another damn jar. It's there. Hell, I won't never eat that much. There ain't no way in the world.
Hey, that's something. That'd make anything.
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. I can take that and eat some beans. If I eat that, it ain't hot enough for me. But them young kept on, Daddy always put too much pepper in it. Too much pepper, I say. Pepper, hell, you got to have enough to taste. And you have. Yeah, in a few days, guy, you can go up there to the house, Mama. I don't want this.
Just push it back if you don't want it.
I'm just as full as could be.
Well, you might.
Guy, how about you or Jerry one eating this? Doggone it, I'm just as full as I can be. Just go ahead and pour it in the head. I'm full of coffee. Now, I drink a little coffee, but as far as eating, I can't eat now. That's good. Thank you, Mama.
Well?
I would like to. It's not that I'm too good to eat, but I'm full.
Abby, did you ever play poker?
Nope, never played a hand of poker with a knife, never shot a game of pool.
What did you do, shoot crap?
I'd rather do that as eat if I starve to death. Mama, give him this over here. You
what do you like about craps?
I don't know, just get a kick out of rolling them things. I can roll them with either hand. Yeah, but let me get right on them knees. I got on my knees and shot crap till I couldn't hardly walk. Take the skin off your damn.
Yeah, you can do that.
Damn right, on that damn floor. Seven, roll them. Big old lady from Decatur, little Joe from Kokomo. And I'm telling you, I'd rather do that as eating them hungry. And these old slot machines, I put a fortune in them darn things.
Yeah. Craps. Now, you throw them out there and you got a five.
That's right.
And
you shoot a seven, you win. Shoot 11 the next one, you win.
Yeah.
If you shoot something else, you're going for a point.
Yeah.
See? If an eight shows up, then you got to roll an eight before you do a seven. You roll a seven first, you lose your money.
You
roll 11 first, you lose your money. Yeah. And hell, I'm
just a little old bite of sweet.
Mama, I'm
no,
from,
right?
Honey, I'm just as full as it could be. I appreciate it. It's nice. But I just can't hold it because, you know what I mean, when I eat so much, I've got to quit or either my stomach swells. And then I won't get any sleep.
Yeah, okay.
When you roll the dice out there, and you say you turn them a five, that means the next time you got to
make a five before you do seven or 11.
Yeah.
If you don't, you lost your money.
Yeah.
But if you make that five, you pick up that money. You roll a six.
And that works, you know.
When you pick them up, well, my God, it's weird doing them that way. You don't get them turned right and hit that damn wall over that ball or, you know, what you're bumping them again.
Yeah.
And hit it in a way that instead of rolling back and rolling, you want to hit that wall and slide back. You're cheating that damn thing.
Oh.
Get them a certain way in your hand. And nine times out of ten, if you'll hit it just before you hit the wall, they'll hit with that point up and slide back.
Yeah.
Instead of roll back. Because when they roll, you can't tell what in the hell you got.
And then, but there's no rule against that.
Not that I know of. Never have.
Ain't any way anybody could prevent it.
Well, they never have prevented me because I can damn sure slide them. Yeah. I can be when you hit off out here, they'll slide up and just slide back. A hell of a lot. But it takes a hell of a lot of practice, but I throw away a many damn dollar. And the only fella that I know of is ever actually outshot me in dice was Claude Brandon's second cousin. Now he could beat me old hell. I just like I wasn't shooting. That's right. And he played poker, and he damn sure won. He shot dice, he damn sure won. Me and him has shot dice for 2 hours and never eaten either one of us make $5. Right down on our damn knees, cheating hell out of one another, all we could. But he generally wound up with maybe $5 of my money.
But you was that close together?
Yeah. Right at one another.
I mean, his point was that close.
Yeah. Our money was that close. My God, we just cheating hell out of one another. We'd bumping them and sliding them.
Yeah. He could do it.
But he had it just down. He's the son of a bitch learned me how to do it. He's the one that learned me how to do it. During that scutter, I swear he beat the hell out of me. And he's always wanting to play blackjack, shooting the dice. He's always wanted to play for hand of poker. I said, Johnny, I have played dice the best I could. You got me showing up interested in it and learned me how. But I said, I never play a game of pool, never played a hand of poker. Since I've been born. But I reckon Daddy told, you know, evidently he had asked me not to gamble, not to play poker. And I just damn sure didn't play.
But he didn't say anything about dice.
No, he didn't have to say dice. He said poker. I don't want you to never learn to be a poker player. I don't never want you to be a musician. Said all musicians I ever seen was lazy as hell. He played the bass fiddle when he was a young man. And somebody told him that anybody, a musician would be lazy as hell, and damn, he didn't give his damn violin away. And bass fiddle, they called old bass fiddle. And that's what he played. And they say that Uncle George and everybody said he was damn good at it.
Well, I bet he was.
But I said, my God, said, Uncle George said, but Johnny, when he told him to make him out of that man lazy, he'd give a damn thing away. So, by God, said he'd never play another one. No kind of musical instrument. And he never did die nowhere. Well, now I'm going to tell you, guy.
And Uncle George told you that.
Yeah, Uncle George told me that. Uncle Josie told me that. Uncle Willie's told me that.
Oh, Reverend, that's the best stuff I ever tasted in my life.
Well, Mama, I hope you like it. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. You can take that in lima beans.
Lovely.
Black eyed peas, acre peas.
But he had already put in some time doing that.
Yeah. He played a long time before he ever found out that I got it. So he said it, people, it made people lazy. Well, now his other brothers, they played musical instruments, and every damn one of them was lazy as hell. Every damn one of them.
Did George play?
Yeah, he blowed that damn horn.
Huh?
He blowed the mouth organ. He, you know, played the mouth organ. He called the harp.
Out at night when you all was out?
No. He blowed a few tunes then, but that was when he was younger, you know. He was all young at home, and they'd sing and play the damn music and have a big time at home, big family. Had a nice time, according to what I understand. But,
when they're growing up.
Yeah, when he's growing up.
Where did they grow up?
Mostly. Right over there where we're taking pictures of that old house.
Yeah, I know.
But now, at one time, Daddy and him lived out around Haynesworth. That's over between Lochaway and Lake Cross.
Yeah.
And he worked around Citra in the fruit business for, I believe, said old Dr. Williams. Had a big orange grove down there. Daddy worked with him some.
Well, did you shoot the dice with anybody besides Claude Brandon's cousins?
Oh, hell yeah, anybody come along. Not in the Army. My last payday in the Army, which wasn't much, you know, they didn't give us much when me and you was there. It ain't like it is now. Take my little payday, the last payday I got in Camp Kilmer, New Jersey. Taking that little payday and turned it into a big pillowcase about that deep full of darn nickels, dimes, quarters, dollars, $5, $10, $20. I got the whole damn company payroll for you that night.
Yeah.
Reached down there, I shoot with this hand, this arm was in a cast. I reached down like that and just picked up a wad, shoved it in my pocket. Told Sergeant Parham, I said, let's go to town. Sergeant, well, he's all drinking, hell in the bath and drinking, just having us a damn big time, and liquor give out, hell, I'd say, hell, cut the damn pot, somebody go get a cup of quartz. Damn, everything was going along good. We had a nice time. And I got all that day's damn money. And I told one of the boys, I had them, you know, three or four of them bidding for me, you know, placing bets. Any or all of it. God damn it, just take it all or just any amount you want. And tell these boys, I said, cover any amount they lay down there. When I say drag, drag. Well, every third throw, if I won, I drug. If I lost, I didn't give a damn because I had that whole pile of money over your side of me. See, I done got ahead of them. Well, everybody wanted to get the damn money back. And we stayed up damn near all night gambling. We went uptown, me and Sarge went uptown, told one of them boys I opened down. Me and Sarge had a private room of our own, so he was the sergeant in that barrack. unlock the damn door. So the boy get one of them pillowcases and just rake up that damn money and put it in, throw it on the damn bed and lock the door back. Me and Sarge going down. We did. We went up town and threw the hell up there. We started off, Sarge says, "How much money you got, Wilson?" I said, "How in the hell do I know? I didn't count. That's the reason there was. It looked like big bills," and picked up a goddamn handful. Them boys, they couldn't get the damn money back. Didn't have no more to win none with. Of course, if I'd lost, all I'd had done give a damn check. Got me some more damn money. They couldn't break me, because Claude done put a pile of money in the damn bank for me. And I could just give a check, go across the bank, get all the damn money I needed. But they, you see, it's a little payday. Every time I wanted to get broke, he'd drop out and sit back and watch. I'd break an oven record, he'd sit back and watch, but I got out getting the damn money. That's all I was after. Did you know the next night, the next afternoon, before sundown good, we was in there shooting crap again. But these boys had run across the damn street, and a bunch of boys had come back in from overseas that was going out for discharge. Had been overseas and it wasn't where they could spend their damn money, and they brought thousands and thousands of dollars back. The next night, we shot crap, but I was shooting against them boys. Had been over there doing the same damn thing I'd been doing, and it saved their money, and they had more money to put up than I did. And I seen what the story was, but it didn't worry me a bit in the world. Did you know what? The next day I had to buy cigarettes on a credit. That's right, I had to get my girlfriend to buy my damn, give me cigarettes. She's working in the PX, and she paid for my damn cigarettes the next day, because I come away from there, didn't have a dime in the world. The night before, I had a darn pillowcase that deep full of damn money. Anywhere from a nickel, dimes, pennies, dollars, $5, $10, $20, I had it all. The next night, I didn't have a dime in the world. And about 2 days later, I shipped out. That gal gave me money, by God, to come to Camp Brandon, you know what I mean, to have smoking money and liquor money. So I got to Camp Brandon to pick up the next paycheck, discharge. My God, I'm telling you, I didn't have a penny. Well, I had money in the bank, but I was damn sure wasn't going down and get that out. Hell no.
Ever when you cultivated all that land there that year, you didn't marry on them double cultivators. That was a lot of land.
That's right. But we plowed a pair of horses. We got up before daylight, and she ate her little breakfast, and I drank my coffee. While she was fixing that, I was harnessing two sets of horses, or mules. You know, a pair for each cultivator. We plowed till 12 o'clock. Little just a few minutes before 12, a few minutes before I knocked off, she would knock off with her horses, they'd go to the house, put something on that little stove and cook it. Well, I'd plow a little bit longer. I'd come there and I'd turn them horses in the lot. Well, she'd be fed the damn horses, you know. Had a rack full of hay and a damn trough full of corn. Well, we'd go in there and sit down and eat. While she was washing the dishes, I went out there and harnessed this another, a different pair of damn horses apiece. And we didn't mind using them whips on them. By God, we let them go. And we plowed till it got dark. While she cooked supper, I tended the damn cows and the horses and the hogs, fed up. Seemed everything was up to snug and had water. We sit down at the table and we eat supper. Got up and washed dishes, taking a bath in a number three wash tub or two, whatever we had. We went to bed, by God.
700 acres.
Damn close to it. Right,
corn?
Yeah, corn, tobacco, peanuts, velvet beans. We didn't plow it as much as it ought to, but we damn sure plowed it. We done all we could. We hooked every one of them horses with good, fast ones.
Yeah. Well, just to get the crop in.
Well, we had it in and started cultivating. We just plowed over the whole damn place one time and quit.
I mean, gathering all your corn, better job.
We didn't get a little cow and hog to get it. We got a barn full of the damn stuff.
Yeah.
But now she went right out there with that damn wagon, and she'd take two rows and I'd take two in a row. We straddled, the horses straddled, and broke down. Hell, we'd miss that damn row of corn. Hell, let the hogs and cows eat. God, we broke the damn ears of standing up, and we got all the corn we wanted. Didn't need no more.
Well, after you had the crop in, it still was a pretty good job just taking care of all them animals.
It wasn't so bad. They had motors run there, you know, gasoline motors, pumped the damn water with. Didn't have no damn electric motors. Didn't know what electricity was.
That's right.
Didn't know what electricity was, God. But we had gasoline motors. All you had to do was every now and again go to town, get about once a week and get 5 gallons of gas. Had it made.
Yeah. Well, Faye, we're going to take a little trip.
You and
I hate to leave everybody.
You and Jerry?
Jerry doesn't need to go.
Well, you don't want to go by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Not at night.
Oh, yeah.
If the sugar man gets you, my God, it's going to be hell, ain't it?
I just sat there.
Okay. My God, he's plenty of beds, cover, something to eat.
You don't have to drive it. Right. You don't need to spend that much time either, Jerry. Well, I wish you'd eat something.
Mama, I ain't hungry a bit in the world. I just eat collard greens. It's not long before you come, and just before you come.
But you know,
I'd
you told me you weren't going to eat, but I have these mustard greens
see
and ham.
Yeah. See that? Full as a tick. Go when you get ready, y'all. I'll just holler and we'll take off like
up with you guys.
We take off like Moody Goose. And
it's time for Mama to do her chores.
Mama, look at that. And throw the darn ashes. I mean, fill up a lid full of doggone cigarette butts in there.
Oh, kitty cat, you get out of here. What you doing getting in here? Get out.
Now that's just Channel 2 over. Channel 2 over around 1500-1600, and the end of the visit with Herbert this Thursday at supper, the 19th of February, 76, with Jerry. Channel 2 right over. Channel 2 over, and the end of the visit with Herbert with Jerry this Thursday at supper, the 19th of February, 76. Channel 2 over around 1500-1600, and then the visit with Herbert with Jerry this Thursday, the 19th of February, 76.